My name is Angie Fox. I've been a business owner since the age of 19, and I love being my own boss. Let me tell you about my co-host, Malcolm. He is infectious. You will crave his thoughts and love his voice. Now, but when we interview, if I could only get a word in edgewise, Malcolm.
Hey, Angie, it's good to be with you. This is Malcolm Out Loud. Welcome, folks, to the Enlightened Entrepreneur. It's good to be with you here. And you know, I've known Angie for quite a few years, and she is one of the smartest and strongest women I know. Classy, brilliant, hey, she even handpicked me to co-host. It ought to be a blast, guys. Let's do it, Angie.
Welcome to the Enlightened Entrepreneurs. My name is Angie Fox, host of the show, along with my co-host, Malcolm Out Loud. And we love bringing to you an amazing enlightened entrepreneur every week through our podcast on the America Out Loud Network. And today we have a very special lady. I mean, I'm telling you, one of her phrases is move people into action. Her name is Wendy Lipton Dibner. She is a multiple-time international best-selling author and leading authority on business acceleration through impact strategy and ethical influence. Wendy received her master's degree in sociology and social psychology from Duke University. And then after leaving academia, she has built 10 successful businesses of her own and helped thousands of other entrepreneurs. So, Malcolm, what do you think of a lady like that? She's just perfect for our show.
Well, when I seen Wendy's credentials and I seen what she was doing and the book focused on impact and what was going on, something inspired me, Wendy, with you and seeing your conversation. And I just felt my gut, and my gut is always good to me, my reaction. It was said, we've got to get Wendy on. So welcome to the show. We're happy to have you on the Enlightened Entrepreneurs, Wendy.
Thanks to both of you. I'm so excited to be with you finally. This is going to be a fabulous segment.
I think it is. Let's get started here. So the first segment, I think you all know, we call the Enlightened Round. And this is where we really want to get to know Wendy a little bit more, understand. Pleasure and beauty of this production and this show is I just think life is full of these great achievements where we have the win-win-win. And so for me, if we can share this beautiful information and help people out and all be better at who we are and where we want to be in this life, I think we're far ahead. So let's start there with Wendy. And Wendy, I'm going to start off with, I love quotes. I love inspirational people. I just love to move the meter in every way. So what is your favorite quote and why? Inspire us a bit.
Absolutely. So my favorite quote is actually the title of a book. It was written by someone who never really made it. His name was A.L. Williams. I don't even remember the content of his book, but the title was All You Can Do Is All You Can Do, But All You Can Do Is Enough. I just loved that. In fact, that one title helped me get through one of the worst experiences of my entrepreneurial career. I had overlooked a detail in contracting, and it sent my company straight into bankruptcy. I was working so hard to come out from underneath that. And then I saw this book on the shelf, and it literally changed my life just by seeing the title. All You Can Do Is All You Can Do, But All You Can Do Is Enough.
Well, the special thing I get out of that, Angie, is that, you know, we can all try hard. We put our extra effort in every day. But there's something in all of this with the stars and the way it's aligned that we would call fate. And, you know, it's great to have all the talent in the world, but you've also got to have luck and timing play a big part in life, I find. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. You know, I think, Wendy, you are spot on with that as your favorite quote. And something that's really impactful that you just said was when you are an entrepreneur, you are going to have there are going to be situations that are mistakes or missteps or whatever it might be. And it's how you react to that and what you do going forward. And the people who are around you, who are part of your team, are taking it from the leader. They're watching to see what the big dog is doing, right? So the fact that you were able to pull yourself up out of the ashes and continue on is just fabulous.
Well, I am so fortunate to have had wonderful people around me. And also great motivators who are out there writing books like that for us. I mean, that's what books and speakers do, right? They bring us back up by saying just the right thing at just the right moment.
Wendy, question for you. You have your program is called Move People to Action. That's your live event. When you're moving people to action, I want to know, what is your best morning routine? How does Wendy move herself to action?
I love that. Thank you. So this started for me actually, oh my gosh, has to be 40 years ago now. Every single morning, I pick up my toothbrush just like everyone else. I look in the mirror to brush my teeth and I ask myself one question. Wendy, are you making the impact you want to be making? It's just that simple. If the answer is no, then I spend the next hour of my day as I'm getting dressed strategizing what's one thing I can do today that would be different than what I did yesterday that would help me make a greater impact. And if the answer is yeah, you know what? I am making the impact I want to be making. Then I start searching for, okay, what am I going to do to sustain this and grow it even further? The one thing I know is that when I do that each and every morning, it focuses me on what I need to be doing, which is making an impact on people's lives. Now, I tell my clients to do this as well. It's every single morning. Are you making the impact you want to be making?
What I love about that, Wendy, is you're always striving for success and to get better.
Absolutely.
You obviously have a fantastic mission, Wendy, which I so love and adore. But I can tell you one thing that I know with 100,000,000% certainty today. When you looked in the mirror this morning before we spoke, you know today you are making an impact, Wendy.
Thank you, Malcolm. Thank you. I'm just so excited to do this with you guys because you are out there making an impact. In fact, when you and I met virtually and I did my homework and the first thing I did was go to your site, obviously, and the first thing I saw was right there that you believe it's all about making an impact. And I was like, all right, it's love at first sight. Here we go.
Wait, you know, that's it, Wendy. And thank you for doing that. You know, I've been blessed as a news commentator. I speak around the world and I get the pleasure of speaking to people on national radio all the time. But I got to tell you that one of my greatest things I so appreciate is the brink of greatness. And it really is aspiring to the greatness of people, Wendy, and what makes us all spectacular. I call it a brink thinker. One time we will meet in person, I hope, and I'll tell you more all about this and we'll discuss more. So
I'd look forward to that.
Well, so let me ask you, we all love to read, probably. This is how, I mean, intellectually, it's how we stay advanced in our life. I know for me, I just, it's constantly pulling this information into me. What is the one book you recommend, Wendy? Why should folks read this book? Yeah.
All right. So Malcolm and Angie, forgive me, but I'm going to make a shameless plug here. I'm going to recommend that the book has to be the newest bestseller of mine, which is Focus on Impact. That book has been such a joy for me, certainly to write, for everybody to read. I'm honored that Forbes Online called Focus on Impact the secret to success in business, which was so, so gracious of them. But the reason that I'm recommending it is because what I'm seeing in the people who are reading it is that they're finding all the missing pieces. What this book is the exact strategy, the model, the 10-step plan that I developed and used to build 10 of my own successful retail and service businesses, and also to help my clients make hundreds of millions of dollars by making a measurable difference with one-of-a-kind marketing and products and services. And so the point of this whole book is to help people understand that it doesn't have to be as hard as we all try and make it. If you just follow the sequence, step by step, follow the map, and do exactly what it tells you to do. So Focus on Impact, the 10-step map to reach millions, make millions, and love your life along the way.
And the third part of that to me is the most important, to love your life along the way. I mean, if you can't do that, forget about it.
Exactly.
I can't wait to read your book, Wendy. You know, the phrase focus on impact, I'm an avid golfer, and that's oftentimes used because people make a mistake when they take their eye off the ball. So if you focus on the impact, that has deep meaning for me because I try to do it every time I step up to the ball.
Right, exactly. So the definition of impact, you guys, changes depending on who's using it. So if it's okay, I'd like to take 2 seconds to talk about this because the definition is very, very simple. For me, impact is the measurable difference that we make in people's lives as a direct result of contact with whatever we put out in the world, marketing, products, services, podcasts, certainly your show. What is the measurable difference? What do we want people to be able to do, be, and have after consuming our stuff?
There's a whole lot to be, do, and have. A lot of people need to understand be, do, and have. I've talked about it a lot. A lot of this comes back to the Zig Ziglar days and what a star he was. But it's so important, and not to digress here, but you bring up some really excellent points, Wendy.
Thank you. Thank you. And please feel free to digress, because I love talking with you guys.
Go ahead, Wendy. Angie.
Can't wait to read your book. But one other question what I'd love to ask you is, what website do you think everyone should know about?
Oh, goodness. I'm going to do it again. Because there's so many websites, you know, I love this question. And the reality is that, to me, what makes a website worth sharing is if it helps us solve a problem fast, because that's what we're all looking for. Mm-hmm. We're looking for answers.
That's right.
So the answer to your question is going to be different, right? For everyone, depending on where we are in our journey of impact, we need different websites to do different things for us. So just 2 weeks ago, I completely revamped my own website, because I realized my website wasn't doing what I thought everybody needed. And so I'm very excited about our new website. It's at professionalimpact.com. And the thing that we worked so hard at, which I would invite everybody to do, is to say, okay, what is the impact I can make right now? If people never buy anything from me, if they just come to my website, can I make a measurable difference in their lives? And so that's what we put into this. And so one of the very most important tabs is the free training tab, so that people can come and get access to complimentary training, videos, replays of whatever is my latest thing, webinars, teleseminars, access to ongoing free training straight into the inbox. These are the kinds of things that I think we all need to be doing in our websites to make sure that it happens right there, because in today's economy, people will not give you money until you've already proven your impact for them.
Yeah. You know, it's so true. You know, the thing about it is that one of the secrets I found out, probably it takes years. You can't learn this stuff without experience. Let's face it. I mean, you have to learn and fall down and pick yourself up. But everything in life is not about the sale. The sale can happen as a byproduct of the things you're doing in life, my friends. But everything is not always the sale, the sale, the sale. It is something called improving somebody's life and trying to create a genuine win-win. When you can do that, you will have an amazing recipe for whatever it is you're going to do ahead. And I really believe that, Wendy. It's been the story of my life.
Absolutely true, Malcolm.
Yeah, so, I mean, we have that in common, there's no doubt. All right, social media is really, this is the fire today. This is just an amazing byproduct of the internet that we didn't have, 10, 20 years ago. This is a new, revolution going on around the world. So what is, we hear a lot of different things about social media. Best social media tool to you that you couldn't live without? I wonder which one that is, Wendy.
Yeah, so that changes every month because they keep changing every month. The next cool tool comes out, and now that's my favorite tool. But this month, without question, it's Audience, which used to be Social Bro. They've changed it. They've enhanced it. I love Audience and what it does. In fact, if it weren't for that one tiny little piece of software, we wouldn't be on this call today, because Audience allowed me to upload questions in advance that would then go out in specific ways to specific targets through specific keywords. And Malcolm, you responded to one of my questions, and that's how we came together. How cool is that?
Wow, very good. So this is, I've never heard of this. It's audience.com, is it?
Yes, but it's with an S. So it's AUDIENSE.
Oh, I like it. I like it. Okay.
Boy, that sizzles.
It does.
I like that. Yeah, that's cool. Sense. I like the sense part of it. So
exactly.
That's cool, man. That's cool.
Fabulous.
We'll check it out for sure, Angie. Yeah.
Absolutely. Wendy, one question for you that's so important. What secret ingredient makes you a star?
It's so funny. I don't think of myself as a star, but I will tell you what I do think. I think that throughout history, stars have been shining light that serve as beacons for others to find their way. So if I am a star, I'd like to think it's because I'm driven to shine as brightly as I can so that I can lead the way for other people to make their impact in the world. So my secret ingredient, so to speak, is all about focusing on impact, right? I never stop looking for what is that one thing that's going to help me find and serve more people, because I genuinely believe that everyone out there is there to make an impact in the world, and that life's greatest journey is discovering the unique gift we've got so that we can use it to make our unique impact in the world.
Well, listen, friends, I want to tell you right now at this moment, if you're not on an ultimate high today and listening to this broadcast as I am, then you are a fool. We have two extraordinary women on the line here. There is no doubt about it. We're going to pause with the Enlightened Round for just a quick moment, and we'll be back with Making Your Mark with my co-host Angie Fox and the wonderful Wendy Lipton Dibner. We'll be right back with you. We are back with the Enlightened Entrepreneurs. Welcome back to the show. My co-host Angie Fox is with us as always, and Wendy Lipton Dibner is with us. Her new book, it looks fantastic, Focus on Impact, just has come out. And as I was saying to Wendy before we started the broadcast, you know, writing a book is a huge accomplishment, no doubt. Anybody who's done it knows this. Marketing that book and the success that follows is even a bigger accomplishment. It takes a lot of work, huh, Wendy?
Oh, it's unbelievable, but it's so worth it.
It's so worth it, yeah. You are genuinely, the thing about you is that I get from you, Wendy, is you're the full package because you genuinely care about people, about life, about all of this. And there's something about all of this. You know, I speak a lot on our platforms about energy. And I have some, and not just me, I don't take full credit for that. I have some awesome people, as you know, Angie, some of our really top contributors and writers and, you know, bloggers and shows that really focus on energy, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And I can feel the energy from this show that is just crazy energy. And anybody who's listened darn well knows it. So let's get back into this. It's Making Your Mark, more conversational free flow, but to really dive into this. And I know everyone's got to be really thinking, where's Wendy going with all of this? Let's find out right now as we start off here. So listen, all right, Wendy, entrepreneurship, leadership, all of it. All right. We're born with a certain set of traits in our DNA, and then, of course, what we learn along the way. And there's always the profound question we always ask is, okay, are entrepreneurs and leaders, are they born or are they made? What do you think here?
Actually, I believe that it's both, and I think I have the science to back it up. I've spent a lifetime studying it, but what I've discovered is, in my own research, that everyone I've met, and I've researched hundreds of thousands of people on this, everyone I've met does bring a unique impact to the world. The question is how they use it. And so we're all born with something unique. I call it gifts. You can call it whatever, you know, it's DNA. It's a combination of things that were passed down to us from wherever we received them. Our brains are born ready. We take risks. We explore the world from the moment we're born. We're inventing new things. We're being incredibly creative. And then that impact gets molded as we interact with the rules that we learn in life, right? In our families, in our communities, in our schools, in our jobs. We navigate our way through the world according to those rules. And then we begin to make up our own rules. And then that determines, I believe, whether we go the traditional route or the entrepreneurial route. The secret is to recognize the rules that are working for us and the ones that worked in the beginning and don't work anymore. Every entrepreneur has at least one hidden rule, right, that's blocking us from getting where we want to be. I call it a speed limit. And it slows us down. It keeps us from getting to where we want to be as quickly as we might like to get there. So the first thing to do is to know that, yes, you were born with something amazing. Now what you've got to do to capitalize on it is to identify the rules that are holding you back, shatter your speed limits, and go get everything you want.
What I love about what you just said, Wendy, is the universe knows no size. So we sometimes put those limits on ourselves. So I love what you said about this, you know, the speed limit, because as an entrepreneur, you want to be able to shatter that.
Exactly, exactly. And what I've discovered through this, you guys, is that when we let ourselves say, okay, fine, entrepreneurialism is not a virus. It's a good thing. It's a good thing. I used to think there was something wrong with me because I kept changing ideas every 5 years. What is wrong with me? Everybody else has a career. How come I keep changing up my business and opening a new one every 3 years and getting new ideas every 5 minutes? There must be something wrong with me, right? Turned out what was wrong with me was that I thought there was something wrong with me.
You know, Wendy, what's really interesting about that, you know, reading your information and your background, having 10 successful businesses, people would probably define you as a serial entrepreneur. And myself included, I've had like over 30 different businesses throughout my lifetime in totally different areas. But as I matured and got older, I settled on a few businesses that I really loved and changed from serial to an enlightened entrepreneur. And I think what you've just expressed is that the entrepreneurs are able to adapt and flow freely, where other people sometimes get stuck like a dinosaur in quicksand in a career that they just don't love.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Agree with you 1,000%. And I've found that it's more about willingness than about ability. If we are willing to go for it and trust ourselves, and if we have enough support around us to help us, then nothing can stop us.
Amazing. Wendy, you went from academia to entrepreneurship. Who gave you your first big break during that transition?
Oh, you know, it was a loan officer in a bank. As you say, I was in academia. I was working as an instructor and researcher at a university. One of the research projects that I was in charge of got the attention of the U.S. Senate. And the Senate had put together a hearing wanting us to present the results of our study. And it was an amazing honor and it was extraordinary. And we ended up doing things that have since helped millions of lives. And it was the most gosh awful, stressful experience I had ever had. And all I wanted to do was get out of that prison. Mm. And it took me a few months to find a way to make it happen. And then one night I got a crazy idea, sketched it on the proverbial napkin. Yes, I'm that one. And I literally wrote it out on a napkin. I was so excited about this. I stayed up all night typing out what I was calling a proposal, which was similar to proposals I'd written in like for submitting journal articles and that kind of stuff. And I walked into the bank the next morning. I had had no sleep. I was riding high in adrenaline. I have no memory of the name of the person who helped me, but I will tell you, this man listened. And that's what you two do. That's what you guys do. Mm. You get on this podcast, you listen to people's ideas, you give everyone a break by doing that. And that's what he did for me. He sat there right in front of me. He filled out the paperwork. I signed it within an hour. I had a loan for $50,000, which was a long time ago, right? So that would be $100,000 plus today. There is no way I'd be where I am today if that man hadn't taken a chance on a young woman who was an entrepreneur and didn't even know it.
Wow. That is just crazy inspiring. Wendy, you made me think back real fast and remember that, and I think you'll appreciate this, but back in the very late 70s when I was like a really, really young man, okay, I went to the bank, my very first business, and got a $10,000 loan with a bank that is no longer there, but the Industrial National Bank. And I thought, well, I thought I was the rat's ass, I'll tell you.
Right.
That could have been gazillions of millions of dollars to me, but I thought I was like, this is it. I am living it now, you know? So it's pretty wild.
You know, I have a funny bank story, but it's not related to me. It was related to my mom. She wanted to purchase a home, and this was back in the 70s. And the loan officer that she ended up meeting up with had never given a home loan to a woman before. She was a single lady, had her own income, all that, but he had only ever given loans to men. And she was the very first lady, and he said, if I have a good golf game today, you're going to get that loan. He had a good golf game, and he gave her the loan.
Wow.
Yes. This is in the 70s.
That's a hell of a thing.
That is great, Angie. Can you imagine that?
Yes.
Well, I mean, if I go out and have a great golf, that's some sort of credentials to approve your loans. Fascinating.
I guess so. I wish it was that easy now.
Real believer in golf. Yeah. Fabulous. Well,
you know, for all of your listeners, can I just say, I just think it is so important that you guys hear that the three of us are telling you that it's okay to get a bank loan. I mean, I am not a banker. I have no connection to banks. I know that the banking industry has a horrible, horrible reputation right now because of 1,000 things that went wrong. what I would love for you to hear is there is no shame in getting a loan. It's actually smarter than using your own money, because if you use your own money, you get scared. All you do is focus on money and you can't focus on impact. Get what you need to get the financial support so that you can focus on making your difference.
Yeah, and that way you'll get the job done and be able to do that. And before we finish the broadcast today, my friends, I'm going to ask both Angie and Wendy for a loan. How's that? Based on Wendy's advice here. So what the hell? We might as well, right? Listen, the next question, Wendy, is exactly your cardinal rule to becoming a standout entrepreneur or leader.
Without a doubt, it's focus on impact in every area of your business, from vision to execution. The number one question you should be asking in every single thing you do in building a business and running a business: will this one action make a measurable difference in people's lives internally and externally? If not, don't do it. Choose something else.
I love that. If that one piece of single advice could really be a mandate for the world and for all of us, I got to tell you what, we'd transcend everything. I mean, you'd fix so many challenges and problems based on that single bit of advice.
Wendy, your comment there really resonates with me, because one of the things that I find is that we all have an equal amount of every day as our time. But people spend so much time wasted because they're not focusing on the impact of what their decisions are that they're consciously choosing to do with their time, and how that relates either to their business or their families or whatever else it is.
Absolutely true, Angie.
So Wendy, greatest success in your career, how did you celebrate? What would be your greatest success in your career? And, you know, did you go out and party, or did you buy something, or what would you consider your greatest success?
God help me. I hope I haven't seen the greatest success of my career yet.
It's on the way.
And, you know, I've got a lot more years ahead of me, and I fully intend that every single year I'm going to be telling you, wait, this is the greatest success. No, wait, this is the... So how would I celebrate all of that the same way I always do? As soon as I have an enormous success, what I do is I sit down before I forget what I did. I reverse engineer, how the heck did I do this? And then I share it with everybody I can find.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Can't argue with that, Wendy. Now, let's see if you really are going to spill the goods here. Tell me honestly now, Wendy, what is your kryptonite? Give us the dirt now.
Yeah, exactly. Where do I begin?
This is the National Enquirer moment, by the way.
Exactly. Fact is, I've been exposed to a lot of kryptonite over 40 years in business, guys. A lot of toxic, poisonous things and people and experiences throughout my career. You can't put in as many miles and hours as I have and not be exposed to a lot of kryptonite. But, you know, in thinking about this, the truth is nothing has ever sapped my energy, which is what kryptonite does, right? So it has never sapped my energy as much as when I was around people who are oblivious to the effect of their behaviors on their team, on their customers. They define success by the number of dollars they have in the bank instead of the impact they're making. I've spent a lot of years serving these people. I'm very proud that I had the privilege of serving, quite frankly, tens of thousands of those particular ilk of people and helping them shift their perspectives and ultimately make even more money, right, by focusing on impact. But working with those people, battling against their traditional perspectives, just about killed me, literally. And one day I was sitting in a 5-star restaurant surrounded by the people who had just paid me a crazy amount of money to speak for them. And I realized that I was spending way too much time battling their prison. When I could be focusing my own energy on serving people who are out of prison already. They already get that it's all about making a difference, and they just don't know how to do it and get paid for it. So I shifted my entire business model, and it wasn't until I totally got away from that other life that I realized how much dealing with that had taken out of me. And kryptonite is the perfect label for this. I will never expose myself or my team to that again. If you want to build a billion-dollar business so you can make $1 billion, there are plenty of other business strategists out there who will happily help you. If you want to build a $1 billion business as a result of making a measurable difference in people's lives, okay, I'm all yours.
Wendy, I have a question for you. How you deal with difficult people? I know you said how to keep away from the kryptonite, but what about difficult people, people you have to work with or deal with?
Yeah, so, you know, I love that question, Angie. My solution to that is really quite simple, and it's worked for me nonstop. All I do with difficult people is I help them see how truly fabulous they are. My experience is that difficult people are difficult because they're low in self-esteem. So the only way they know how to feel better about themselves is to bring everyone else down to the size they feel. If I lift them up, they don't have to bring anyone else down.
Wendy, when I was selling door to door as a young man, sales door to door, and I was pretty good at it. I got very good at it. I made a lot of money back then in those days, just selling door to door with folks, people I'd never met before. Occasionally you meet the real jerk, as you would say, Wendy, somebody out there you really don't want to deal with, you know? But, you know, it's all how you dealt with it. What you just described it as is so key and so perfect. But you never put yourself down to their level. In life, there's a high road and a low road. You have to choose which road you want. I don't do the low road for anybody, period. I don't do negativity, energy. I'm taking the high road. And if you want to be left behind, you take the other road. That's your business. So when you found those difficult people, it was all about, you know, what I would do is, and when you knew you just couldn't change them because they were just not really positive on life by any degree, I would always just end it with, such and such, you have a beautiful day. And that would really rip them upside down backwards. You understand? They'd get so livid with me, they want to pull my head off.
Right. Oh, my gosh. It's so awesome.
I mean, what do you do at that point? So you have a great day. They hate that. It, like, stops them in their tracks and says, what are you doing to me? You're just being nice. For what reason?
So. Exactly.
You know, sometimes people have misplaced anger. So they express themselves and become difficult with somebody who will at least listen or give them attention. So I always try to consider the source, too. I mean, what's really going on behind the scenes for them?
Single best advice you've ever been given, Wendy?
Oh boy, I was 18. I had just entered college. I was staying at an apartment. I was renting an apartment where the apartment complex put three women in with me, also freshmen. I was very excited. I'm an only child, right? New sisters. Oh my gosh, this is going to be amazing. Only it turned out not so much. So I woke up my first morning in the apartment to find red lipstick all over the bathroom mirror that said, go home, Jew.
Oh.
And it just, I didn't know what to make of it. I grew up in New York City. I'm Jewish by birth, but we didn't practice. So I really never even thought of myself as different than anyone else. And so it blew me away. The long short of this story is this went on day after day, week after week. I never told anyone because I didn't know what to do. I just kept wiping it off. And finally, I went home for the holiday break, and I was there, so grateful to be home, and wasn't going to tell my mom because I was afraid she'd make me leave the apartment and come back home. So I didn't say anything until the last night. I just burst into tears, and I was terrified, and I didn't want to go back. And so I shared what was going on with her, and I just kind of steeled myself for her to say, there's no way you're going back there kind of thing. But she didn't do that. She put her arms around me. She looked me straight in the eye. She said, Wendy, if you don't like it, change it. And it gave me a power that I never knew I had. And I went back there, and I was effective, and I changed it, and I've been doing it ever since.
Wow, what a great life lesson from Mom.
She was special.
That's amazing. What do you think of that, Malcolm?
Well, I mean, you know, you hit it head on. I mean, you hit it head on. And the key thing is you learn from all this, Wendy, which is what part of your big lesson here today has been, is that you learn as you move along. And, you know, and if you can learn from your mistakes and the things along the journey, then you're that much better for it. I think people who look at failure, as real failure and doomsday, are so, I mean, it's like a real bad misgiving in life. All these things you do and these failures and moments of life that you have are all setting you up for the big success ahead that you are going to be.
Yep. And in fact, for me, it was more than a lesson. It defined my entire career.
Mm-hmm.
So it's so strong. If you don't like something that's happening in your life, my goodness, change it.
Absolutely. Angie, back to you, love.
What advice would you give Wendy to someone starting out in their career path?
You know, I think the bottom line for me is going to sound like a broken record, but the question that we've got to ask ourselves whenever we're starting out is, what is the impact you want to make in people's lives? Not how will you make it? Not how are you going to make money? The first question is, what is the measurable difference you want to create for people? What do you want them to be able to do, be, or have, right? That they could never have been done or had if not for your unique intervention in their life. Figure that out first. Then you can use proven strategies to make it happen. Do it in a lifestyle that's ideal for you. Don't put that off till later. Do it now so you never burn out. Because if you're making a difference, we need you with us all the way.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well said.
You know, Wendy, I want to tell you, when you say this thing about making the impact, and I so get what you're saying here, and I can't tell you enough about this, and focus on impact and what that means. I want to tell you that in previous days of this broadcast, I will say something to you all in private that I've never certainly have spoke about, and I don't know, may not, but I had a little bit of a health scare just in recent moments here that really stopped me in my tracks. And without getting any further into it, whatever it is, but my response to the person who was in an earshot to me was that, you know, I said, if I was to leave here today, this earth, I said, you know, I really feel like I haven't accomplished what I need to do. I said, you know, my passion is to really make an impact on people. It's to make a difference in this world and do those things that are, it's just my driving mechanism in me. I cannot explain it. It's part of, again, my birth and who I was and my impact here in this world, Wendy. So when you say this, the words just resonated with me in a very, very big way. And I have to tell you, Wendy, there's an exercise I'll share with you ahead that has come to my attention in previous days that really stops me in my tracks. And I'm going to do this, Angie, just in I've already started the document, but mm-hmm. really important to me, and I'm going to publicize this. If you are blessed to live to 100 years old and you look back at your life, what is it? Did you accomplish your mission? What is it you wanted to do and why? And we'll do a special broadcast on this ahead. I'm going to have a special post and I'm going to share with everybody my answer to those things. Now, keep in mind that 100 years old could be 80, could be 70, could be 60, could be 20. I mean, the point is it's relevant, but 100 is a great landmark if you're able to do that, a milestone, if you will. You get the point here. We have one life to live, folks, and it's what you make out of it every single time. So I got to tell you, I'm blessed to hear you talk about this impact, Wendy.
I love that you've said that, and I'm so glad you made it through your horrible moment so you can be here with us.
Yeah, it was pretty incredible. I got to tell you, pretty much a train wreck with the whole process. So, and you know, whatever, I'll leave it there. But it will leave everybody with a pause. I hope. I only say this because it might impact you in your own life, friends. I don't do it for any other reason for you to understand that. So, Angie, I've lost complete track. I think on that.
Just want to add one other thing, Malcolm, to your sharing here is that when those sort of things happen in our life, and when you're a busy entrepreneur, being sick is not an option. I mean, right? We all have appointments we have to do, people we have to see, you know, presentations we have to make. And so when our bodies and our health makes us stay in bed, it definitely is a wake-up call. And I think, Malcolm, what's so refreshing to hear you say is how important life and maybe a new lease on life that you have since you got through that storm. And so I'm so glad you're here, just like Wendy said, to be a part of this broadcast that we have today and to continue charging on to make an impact.
Yeah, it really is. It really, my friends, I have been the worst. I've not been a good person Angie's always telling me, and people that know me well enough are always telling me to please take care of yourself, please slow down, please, you know, smell the dandelions a moment, please, or whatever, and just, you know. And you learn this only through the lessons of life that you really learn it. There's so many other things that are important in life, friends. And so you want to ask yourself that today. We're all so blessed to be here. I can't tell you this any other way and describe it to you any other way. it's really remarkable, this planet that is drifting in the middle of nothingness, that we have all of the mechanisms in place that we have to be at this very moment communicating with each other. My friends, this is not lost on me at all. It's not lost on Malcolm for a moment, believe me. There's something in this whole equation called God, and there's something in this whole equation that is bigger than all of us, and we have to recognize that. So, you know.
Absolutely. Well, Wendy, I have your next question. What is your single biggest sacrifice in your career? We all make sacrifices. What's your biggest sacrifice thus far?
If it's okay, just before I answer that, Malcolm, I really want to thank you for the gift that you brought to this broadcast today. I am so honored that it's on this show that you shared that. Thank you, my friend.
God bless you.
So back to you, Angie. I'm so sorry. So
yes, what is your biggest sacrifice thus far in your career?
Thank you. One of the biggest sacrifices is my short-term memory. Okay. So I told you about getting the kryptonite out of my life, right? So when I made that decision to move away from that group, if you will, that market, there was a heavy price that I had to pay for that. So I walked away from six-figure consulting contracts, from high five-figure keynotes. I was being paid even $150,000 for a keynote. I moved away from that big money to help the startups, to help the nonprofit organizations, to help smaller healthcare practices instead of the big hospitals, to help the people who weren't as big as they wanted to be make a greater difference. And what I used to get paid for a one-hour keynote is now what I charge for a one-year private coaching program with me. And I'm talking at the low end of the keynotes. I sacrificed the big ticket contracts, the big money, because I really feel strongly that the future of our planet rests in the hands of people who can't afford me, not at the rates I was charging back then. And that may sound arrogant, and please forgive me if it does, but I've seen what my strategies do. I've seen the businesses that we've been able to build. And so I had a choice to make at that point, because there was only so much I could do with my time. And that choice for me had to be about legacy. Helping my people make money, that's easier for me. Helping them make money as a result of impact, that's a specialty that very few people offer. So it was time for me to step up and do what I could. And I think part of the reason that I made that choice is because I never had children. So this is my way of raising kids, of passing on the insights and knowledge that have helped me live an extraordinary life. And don't get me wrong, I'm not done living, but I gave up those five-star vacations and restaurants and all that for something that has become way more meaningful to me. I'm helping the difference makers of the world, from the 18-year-olds all the way to the 88-year-olds, and I'm helping them get seen and get heard and get paid, and I can't imagine anything more important than that.
Oh, wow. You are a special, special lady here. There's no question in my mind. Wow, what a just a beautiful gift in every way that you've shared with us, Wendy. It just blows my mind, I have to tell you. You know, really. Amazing.
Thank you.
And I get it. I totally get it. And it's just really wonderful. And I'll tell you, your other point about when you prefaced it, which I understand about, you know, listen, I was this or that, but I don't want it to come across arrogant or, you know, overly confident. You know, there's nothing wrong in this world, my friends, with being confident and being positioned in who you are. And I can speak about this from my own experience, Wendy. Because a lot of people, you know, in my life, I knew what I was very good at, Wendy, and I was not the cheapest ever. I was the most expensive with my services because I knew I was going to move the meter. The needle was going to move. And if you like that, great. And if you didn't like that, too bad, so sad. But you know what? That's the way it is, you know? And if you want to move the meter, come talk to me, kids. Come at the table and let me know what it is you want to accomplish. And if you don't, then just move along down the road and leave me be, please. Thank you.
Love it.
Yeah. And so I totally get that. And that's the way it is. But you have to play with winners. If you want to win, you got to play with winners. So, all right. Kind of a pretty profound question, I think, which this question here. If you have 2 minutes to share advice with your 21-year-old self, and you can just imagine what Wendy Lipton Dibner would say to Wendy Lipton Dibner at 21 years old, for God's sake. So what would you say and why, Wendy?
first thing would probably be, don't take that drink from that birthday guy. 21 was an amazing birthday. Seriously, you know, what I would tell her is it's okay to read the manuals. You know, you don't have to make it all up by yourself. Your idea is unique, but you can infuse that idea into proven strategies. You don't have to take time trying to make it happen. I wish I had known that back then, only because I would have gotten so much more done. In truth, if I had known that, I wouldn't have come up with new strategies and new ways to do things. So the truth is, I'm glad things happened the way they did. I wouldn't change a thing. Same. But in today's world, if I'm advising 21-year-olds, that is what I tell them. The world needs your unique impact, and the world doesn't have time to wait for you to try and figure it out on your own. Ask for help. Don't try and do this alone. There is no reason to have to do this anymore. There's plenty of manuals. There's plenty of how-tos. There's plenty of tutorials. Find the manual. Read it. Do what it says. Because we need your impact. We need you to do this. We can't wait for you. And quite frankly, because you need to bring it to us, right? It all comes down at the end to the simple thing that Malcolm discovered a few little bit ago. I've certainly had my health scare in my life. I've watched my mom die too young at 59. And what I know is that life is far too short to settle for less than you truly want in your business or your life. So just focus on impact, put it out there, read the manuals if you need them, and go make it happen.
You know, if you follow the show up to this point and you've gotten like some of the best advice in the world you could have ever gotten on this production today, Wendy, with you and Angie, it's just absolutely incredible. So, Wendy, let's now take just a moment here, please, as we pause and breathe everybody a moment here, and let's find out some connection points with Wendy so we don't, everyone can share. And I'm going to put these links and connections up right in the post on America Out Loud. You can find it all right there, friends. When you look at, listen to this post, whether you're coming in from iTunes, Stitcher, any of the podcast world, anywhere else, you'll find it at America Out Loud. Wendy, first of all, the website again, tell us that, and then tell us the social media contacts and how we make contact, please.
Absolutely. So I'm going to send you to professionalimpact.com, professionalimpact.com, and from there you can find everything that you need. Social media is probably Twitter, which is at Impact Expert. You can also find me on Facebook and LinkedIn. Just search my name, Wendy Lipton Dibner.
Perfect. Okay. So there you got all the contact points. If you get Twitter and LinkedIn, any of those, you're in good shape. You can. That's how we had met, Wendy, and it was just perfect, beautiful. You can meet some pretty interesting, I mean, really stellar human beings, I believe, on LinkedIn and Twitter that are incredible, you know?
Yeah.
I enjoy those social media sites. I think they're great. Angie, it's been a great, great broadcast with Wendy. I mean, expectations were pretty high for me, but this really blew it away, I think, you know?
She truly is amazing. Love the sizzle you have, Wendy. It's just exciting. I can't wait to attend one of your live events as well. You move people to action. Must be amazing.
We have a great time, and I would love to have you both there. And thank you so, so much for having me today. It's truly been a privilege with you.
That's it. Very good. Well, Wendy Lipton Dibner again. This, I'm sure, will not be the last time we speak in this program of life. So thank you again all for joining us on The Enlightened Entrepreneurs, and my co-host Angie Fox, and we'll see you next time.
Ta-ta for now.